Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Habayim Yashreish Yaakov. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parsha Shmois, which that year was the 23rd day of the month of Teves, which is also the Shabbos that blessed the month of Shvat, in the year Hey Tavshin Mem Zayin, 39 years ago. So the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in the prophets, Isaiah, which is from the Haftorah, Parsha Shmois. So it says over there as follows. Haboyim, in the future days, Yashreish Yaakov. Yaakov is going to take root. Yotzitz, Farach, Yisrael. Yisrael is going to go ahead and give blossom and give a fruit. Umale, Pnei Teva, Tnuva. The whole world is going to be filled with a lot of fruit. That is the verse in the Haftorah of this Parsha. And it's brought down in different commentaries. This that it says, Haboyim, in the future days, Yashrei is going to take root. So Haboyim is referring to on the Haboyim that it says in the beginning of Parsha Shmois. Eila Shmois Bnei Yisrael Haboyim, they're coming Mitzrayim. And this verse is referring to Haboyim when they're coming in to what? Into the land of Egypt. So we know the point that's brought out in the Chassidic discourse of the Alter Rebbe, who was celebrating his yard site, in his classical works, Torah Eir, and there's also an explanation on the Chassidic discourse, and there's an additional explanation on the explanation, and at length in the different Chassidic discourse of different Chabad Rebbeim afterwards, and the question is, what is the connection between these two? And there's the connection between Haboyim, Mitzrayim, where it says in the beginning of Parsha Shmois, and the idea of the Hashrasha, of the taking root of Yashreish Yaakov. Also, we have to understand the three different points it says in the verse. In other words, there's three levels. First, it says Yashreish Yaakov. Yaakov is going to take root. Then it says Yotzitz and Farach Yisrael. It's going to sprout off Yisrael. And then Umalot Pnei Tevat Nuva, the whole world is going to be filled with produce. Also, we have to understand why by Yashreish, taking root, it says by Yaakov, and Yotzitz of Parach, where it's going to blossom, it's referring to the name of Yisrael. So Rebbe explains as follows. The idea is as follows. This verse is referring to the general idea of the soul coming into the body. And we know the soul coming into the body is a tremendous yurida, it's a tremendous downgrade. Me'igra Rama from a very, very high place, labira amikta to the lowest places, up to the point that this downgrade is from a place even higher than the highest places of a roof. And a lower places, even the lowest places in a pit, which we're talking about obviously too extreme from the highest to the lowest. And the purpose of this downgrade, why the neshama comes down, is not just to be a loser, but the purpose is to have a tremendous elevation afterwards. Because specifically in this world, in this physical world, in this dark world, we have the power to connect to the essence of Hashem, the part of Hashem that there is no cause that created it, and so on and so forth. And like we explained in many, many places, when the summer's on high, it was great, it was wonderful. But when it comes down to the darkness, it connects to the most deepest parts of Hashem. And that's why he says, Haboyim, in the future, Yashreish is going to take root. That specifically, Haboyim, the ones that are coming into Egypt, and in the lowest place where it's not possible to get lower, in there you find the source and the main thing. Two things. You find the source and the main thing. And like the Zohar says, Ikra v'sharsha dekula, the main and the source of everything. And you can say there's two ideas. One is that it's the source of everything. And the second point is, even after it's the source of everything and it has everything, it's the main thing. So the main and the source, where do you get that? Haboyim, when you come into the lowest places, guess what? In those lowest places, you reach the source and the main thing of everything. Now, in this idea, there's also specifics in the work of the soul down here. In other words, the main the quality of the work is working in the lowest places, which means, again, the way God is molding and concealed. How do we work in the lowest places? How do we stay connected? So something which is called Yira Tata, on a low level, you don't see godliness, you don't feel it. But you have a low level of Yira. Also, Kabbalah Soil, you accept. And like the Altar explains in Tanya, that being in awe and accepting, that is actually, he uses in chapter 41 of Tanya, which you're supposed to say every single morning before you pray, that is Reishis HaVoida VeIkra VeSharsha. It's the beginning of the work, it's the main work, and the source of all the work. And you can say there's two points over here. Besides the fact that it's the source from where everything comes in all the details, but even after you have all the details, what's the main thing? To be in awe of Hashem. And like the Zohar says, Ikra v'sharsha l'kula. It's the main and the source of everything. Not only the source, but also the main thing. And when a person does our avoida of yirat atah, just being in awe of Hashem, just because, and Kabbalah soil acceptance, you connect to the essence of Hashem. And that's actually hinted in the name Yaakov. What's Yaakov? It's actually meant, Yaakov is spelled Yud Ayin Kovez. Yad is Yud, the first letter Yud, and then Akev. In other words, the Yud, which from the lowest places, in the Yud of the Akev, reaches obviously the highest places. And you can say the explanation is that specifically through the lower level of awe, lower level of Yira, which we said is the source and the main thing of everything. Because besides the fact that we know the rule is that anything that comes from the highest, when it falls to the lowest. So we know that all the levels of awe are all connected. So therefore, the main deep point of the lower level of awe, the Yud Tata, connects to the Yud Elah, the higher Yud, Yir Elah. So through the lower level of Yira, because you know, you just know, you're for external reasons, you reach the higher level of Yira. Now, even though that the Yud, which is representing the idea of Yira, is the main and the source of everything, but in order to fulfill and complete the intent that God had by creating the world, which we know is Nisava Kadosh Baruch Hu, God had a desire to make a dwelling place down in this world, and a dwelling is in all the details, it's not enough, the source and the main thing, but you have to actually do all the detail of the work. And that's why the verse continues on to say, so first it says, Havayim Yashrish Yaakov, that the Shoyrish, the source of everything, is in the lowest level. But then he goes, no, Yatzitz, Parach Yisrael, he has to go ahead and give forth, and it has to blossom. What Yisrael? And it's from the source, afterwards you have where it blossoms, and it grows, and all the details. And that's the idea of Yisrael. That from the Yud, you have not only Yaakov, Yudekev, but you also have Yisrael, which is Li Roish, to me ahead. Or like the expression is that Kisarisim al Kim Anash Matuchla, you fought with the angel of God and you were successful. Which basically means that you fought with the owner of the world and with people. And it's that you go ahead and you conquer it and you make the whole world a dwelling place for Hashem. So that's why it explains why it says the second part, Yatzitz Aparach Yisrael. But this is also not enough. Why? Because it's possible that you're going to do your work in the area of prayer or in Israel, but the ultimate goal is to make a dwelling place for Hashem. We're all over. And that's why the verse goes on to say, Umalu Pnei Tevel Tzuva, the whole world has to be a garden for Hashem. This idea gets spread out all over the world. And in the way of Malu, it's filled up. In the way of Tnuva, and like it's explained in the Chassidic discourse, Tnuva is the letters of Tnuva. If you take the letters and you spin it around, it's the same letters as Tvuna, then standing. It's referring to the sphere of Bina. And also, Tnuva also comes from Tnuva, which means to give. And we know when someone gives, you give with a full eye, which is ultimately bringing down the greatest blessings down into the world. And the Rebbe said he liked to connect this, what it says in the beginning of the parsha. The Eilesh Shmois B'nei Yisrael Abay Mitzrayim. This is the names of the Jews that are coming down to Egypt. So it says in the Medrash, and we already learned it before, that what does it mean they're coming in Egypt? Even though it looks like they're coming into Egypt, no. The names are, we're very focused on the redemption. It's all about the redemption. In other words, right when they're coming into Egypt, they're going into exile, right in the beginning of the downgrade, we already have the ultimate purpose. Remember, you're coming down here for the upgrade. You're coming out, the goal is for the redemption. Up to the point that the redemption is, like it's explained in the Torah portion after this one, Parshas Ve'era, which is we reveal in a way of seeing, that you, we know there's a difference between hearing, hearsay, but then they're seeing, and that's the ultimate revelation of the future. Like it says in reference to the, future of a nigla kvod Hashem, God's going to be revealed and everyone's going to see. And since it's in a level of seeing, therefore it's going to be in a way that everyone's going to be equal, because when it comes to seeing, everyone sees the same thing. And that's why it says, Az Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to sing, and the Jewish people, that the song is through Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Jewish people, up to the point that even the woman that have they're pregnant, the baby's in the mother's womb, and everyone's going to say song together, and one song. And like it says, Az Yashir, there's going to be one song, we're all going to sing one song. And the same thing also in the future when Mashiach comes, when it comes to the tenth song. And it also over there says, Az Yashir, Marisha, Vnei Yisrael, we're all going to sing one song. And like Chazal tell us, it doesn't say Shar, but Eli Yashir. Seemingly, they sang that. What does it mean, Yashir? Because it's referring to the singing in the future when Mashiach comes. And even when Mashiach comes, it's going to be one voice. Everyone's going to be united. And especially we say it every single day in the morning prayers after Pesukah Nizimra, and you can say this is the end of the Pesukah Nizimra praising Hashem. In other words, because before you go down to the world and deal with the world, which we have to, you know, you have to deal with commerce and whatever, you have to deal with the world, and even before you learn Torah, when you go, you know, you go from the synagogue to the house of study, but then we finish off Ach Tzadikim Yoydu L'Shmecha. Only righteous people acknowledge the name of Hashem. Yeshu Yisharim, they stand, they sit straight together, and the Rebbe finishes, says, which should be the will of Hashem, that this should happen in a literal way. That Ach Tzadikim Yoydu L'Shmecha, we should all stand up and acknowledge Hashem. Yeshu Yisharim Espanecha, this should happen B'mehera V'yameinu Mamash. Very, very quickly, with the coming of the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, will be B'mehera V'yameinu Mamash, literally in our days. So the Rebbe gives again another beautiful Chassidic discourse that literally Haboyim Yashri Shakar. Yes, we're going, that we went down to Galus, but when we went in, we already saw the purpose of going in is coming out, and we'll have the Gula Hamitis Vashlema, and next class will be in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.